Love my icy water.
Have your little bit of lemon water with your ice cubes.
Apologies. Hopefully you don't choke on a lemon seed because I can't be bothered taking them out.
The ASMR.
I love icy water.
With our new mic. That's
a new audio. New podcast.
New audio.
New mic. That doesn't work. Okay, yeah. New episode.
New episode, new mic. So hopefully you can actually hear the difference.
We listened back to the previous episodes and it was painful.
And that's a bit cringy.
It's like, hi guys! And it's like this really echoey sound. But we are lucky enough to borrow a mic from my dad's work. thanks to my dad's work for that. It's really fancy. And
we're
quite fun playing around with it. But
there's all these little knobs and stuff. We've been in... See, I'm not used to it. I'm sorry.
God. It's weird. It's got this weird little microphone coming on.
I don't know if this is a good time for us to do a podcast.
Okay, yeah, we probably shouldn't be experimenting.
Kind of got too much energy as well. We're quite...
The lemon water. Anyway. I was going to add lemon cordial to it. It's not on topic.
Anyway. Welcome to our third episode. We are super duper excited.
Also, we hit 200 listens.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We couldn't have done this podcast without you guys, clearly. And we've been so grateful for all the support we've been getting. Mm. Like, it's so sweet and it really just...
I don't know,
lightens up our day.
It definitely surprised us as well. Like, we didn't expect to get that
many. And our listeners are so diverse. Yeah.
We have people in Hawaii. I know. What the hell? Germany.
Where we've got listeners from. We'll do a little listener shout out. So in New Zealand, we've got most of our listeners from New Zealand. Thank you for our listeners in Auckland, Nelson, Wellington, Bay of Plenty, Waikato, and Canterbury. In the United States, Virginia, Washington, and Hawaii.
It's a new one. I'm very excited.
In Australia, we've got New South Wales. Thank you. In India,
oh my God.
Madhya Pradesh, I don't want to be saying that wrong, sorry. The Central Singapore Community Development.
Thank you so much.
Germany, Thuringia. So, Thuringia.
Is that just me that the only one that kind of like really stresses me out is like trying to say people's names, you know, or like... when you have to write somebody's name on the whiteboard for some reason, I don't know how to spell their name.
I have so much sympathy for those, like... teachers that come in, like, what are they called, if your teacher's away,
relievers,
yeah, and they have to like read through the role, or Jesus, teachers on like their first week and they look through all these lists of names, and like everybody's got all these cool individual names nowadays, and and then they look through the names and like, crap, how do I say this? Actually, that's a really good segue into
our book,
into today's episode. Yeah. Yes.
Although we do enjoy a good non-scripted kind of whatever.
We love to ramble.
Whatever rambly, random podcast. We also really want to get into a couple of themed episodes.
Yeah.
Because we think that these could be really interesting. Yeah. And we're super excited.
Because I feel like personally when we listen to a podcast, we are more drawn to, I think, we don't have a very interesting life.
We're very young.
Teenage girls, yeah. So we don't have that much life experience or something to ramble on about, which I guess is not as exciting. So, yeah, I feel like it's good for us to maybe delve into a certain topic per episode and then really focus on that and maybe do a longer episode, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously we want to do what you guys also enjoy because you guys are going to be the ones that are listening.
Yeah, I feel like those episodes of us just rambling were probably just... interesting for us, like as much fun as it is, this is how my day's going. As much fun as it is to record them, we're not sure how interesting or informative they are for you. And I feel like when you want to listen to a podcast. You want to listen to something you actually find entertaining and interesting. So
yeah. So we decided to start off our first kind of themed podcast with something that's like hugely relevant. I mean, everyone goes through it constantly all the time.
Everyone's definitely experienced it, and it's relevant for everyone and every single age group.
And that's stress.
Ah, stress. Oh, where do we start, honestly?
Yeah.
There's a lot to touch up on. Yeah. Stress.
I feel like we wanted to start off with this theme.
Topic.
Yeah, topic. Because number one, for us, we've about halfway through, or just past halfway through our school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been nice for us to have a break from the usual stresses from school.
Yeah, that's a main source of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's also the thing with stress. It's not just one thing. It's like so many different areas, whether it's like friends or like family.
Like what's school, happening at home. Just the pressure as well that we like sometimes put on ourselves. But like when it all adds up, it's just too much. So we're very grateful for the holidays, although they are nearing to an end.
And like for me personally, I feel like the majority of the stress that I feel is put on by myself. Like it's not even from my teacher, it's not from my family, it's not from my friends. It's like by myself. You know, like majority, and normally I'm pretty good with stress, you know. I personally find that that's a good way for me to learn and grow, and I need that kind of little extra push and to kind of get me going and get me actually working.
It's quite motivating, I think. Yeah. And you've got really high standards as well when it comes to how you...
Yeah, both of us do.
We both do, but yeah, I feel like that's probably...
Yeah, but it's like sometimes I put too much stress on where I'm just like have a full-on mental breakdown. Yeah. I just like feel so overwhelmed, and often like... when that happens, it's just this little thing, you know, that's just kind of like on the tipping point that's just making it all just like
one little
thing, like
thing that just adds up.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I feel, I don't know, and it's like thing with stress as well, it's so personal, like everybody deals with stress differently and has different things that they find stressful in their life
mechanisms, and they all find their stress from something else.
It was funny as when we were kind of planning this episode, I was kind of thinking of stress and like learning to deal with stress like exercise. Like when you think about it, you know, you break down your muscles and you kind of tear them apart.
Yeah.
But as long
as... It needs recovery.
Yeah, as long as you rest and eat proper food, you know, you are going to let it be replenished and heal and you are going to go...
And you come back stronger.
Stronger and fitter.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I never do that. You know, like
that's why we're delving into this topic today.
I feel like this is gonna reveal so much for me and you, like what we don't do.
And like how we personally deal with it, and maybe actually, and hopefully for you guys as well, to like figure out some new ways to deal with it.
Or just to remind you even.
And we've got a few interesting where we looked at some TED Talks, which were really informative. We'll touch on that later. But we learned a lot about stress.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I always forget to acknowledge stress, or when I'm feeling stressed, or when I've overcome.
Yeah, I feel like that. If we all acknowledge, like we've gone through stress, and then we've achieved what we wanted to achieve, and then whether we did good or not, or whatever happened, I feel like we should kind of take a quick break. Like I guess, like you said, with like the muscles, like recovery, and just acknowledge what we've just done. And just really be aware of the stress we have. And
And like especially like even simple things like taking a test at school. Like most of the time I don't go out of a test and go, well done, I completed the test, it was hard, but I did it.
Yeah, we all just, I feel like
when
we...
do I ever do that? I'd never do that, ever.
Yeah, I feel like everybody just kind of, well, I know I do, like I, you know, I'm stressful, like I'm stressed about one particular thing or like a few things. And then once that's happened, then I just move on to the next thing. Yeah. I never take a break in the middle, stop. I never actually go like, oh, good job.
Yeah.
You did it.
Wow. I always go straight into the things I've done wrong. I'm like, oh, I should have done this better. Oh, why did I do this?
Yeah, start questioning myself. Yeah. That's what I always do. And then that leads to more stress.
Yeah, and that definitely can create a really terrible mindset later on.
But for the, yeah, with stress I experience, yeah, it's, I feel like we both have quite similar, I guess, mindsets in that sense, yeah, that we both put lots of pressure on ourselves, like,
well, cause
I don't know, I just want to achieve highly.
I want to do well, and I want my parents and my family and my teachers to be proud.
Yeah, like, I want to strive for success.
Even though I know that they say they'll be proud of me, whatever, I think it's most importantly, I want to be proud of myself. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to look back at that and be like, yeah,
I get that, yeah.
I, like, put all the effort I could have. I tried my best. I studied as much as I can, and yeah, I walked up there, and I felt really proud of myself.
Yeah. I agree with that. I pretty much just do it to please myself. Like, I, and also it's a great feeling when you've done well on something and you can, like, kind of show off a little bit. Mm. But I think it's, like, the best feeling when you've done something really cool and you're, like, really proud of it and you acknowledge it and you're like, yeah, but, like, when, I did that. And
I mean, like, most of the time I don't do that. No, I don't.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this as well. I feel like it's quite embedded into us to, instead of actually acknowledging when we've done something good, to look at the negatives, you know, like, like I was saying earlier with the test, like, I would never, I don't usually go out of a test and say, wow, I'm proud of what I did there and there. I'll be like, oh, I guessed all of those and I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah. Like,
and then I always, then what if my friends are at school then as well, like, that, I guess, well, they don't, it's not their fault, but, you know, like, then I start thinking, like, oh, I bet they did so much better than me. Oh, and then I start comparing myself to others, which just does not help.
It's just a downward spiral.
I know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. But yeah, most of my pressure that, well, I mean, not my pressure, most of the stress, I guess, pretty much from that I put on myself as well. Yeah, and just setting all these really high standards for myself, and then I've always kind of, mum's always talk to me about it, but, like, since a young age, I've always been, like, trying to push myself as much as possible, trying to do the best I possibly can, which is great. And, like, when it comes to school and stuff, like, the teachers are always pretty chuffed about that, but then also just sometimes it just adds up and there's just too much, and then other stuff happens, and then you're just doesn't really work.
I know. And it, sometimes I just end up feeling just so overwhelmed. Like, I'll come back from school and then it's like, oh, I've got another couple of assignments. And then to that school, I'm starting to feel stressed. And then I might have friendships that I'm starting to feel stressed about. And then it's like family stuff I feel stressed about. And social media, like, that's
That can stress me out heaps. And especially, like, now, I think also for, like, our generations
our teens,
and stuff.
Our age.
Like, I don't know, the criteria, like, not the criteria, but, like, society's standards are just, like, insane. Like, they, for an example, like, body image, well, like,
we want to do a whole podcast on body image and all that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, I can say a lot about that. Yeah, just, like, or just, I don't know, self-doubt, or I think also, like, current issues, like, whole Black Lives Matter movement and COVID and climate change and all these political stuff and everything, like, kind of, you know, you kind of start worrying about it and you're like,
piles up and just
stress is everywhere. Stress can be found everywhere.
Yeah, and, like, I don't want to take away from the fact that stress is a natural part of your body. Like, it's completely normal to feel stress, and for most people, that's how, like I was saying earlier, that's how you improve and grow. I just think when it comes to the point that you can't function and it's so much, that's when stress turns into a negative thing.
For sure,
because, like, a certain amount of stress is good.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, got benefits.
Yeah, like, for you, when you're doing your races, that would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a good segue. So, yeah, with my, I guess, I find my races, well, races and sport can be really stressful. Everything is stressful, but,
Well, like, just slightly off topic, you know, at our school, our teachers used to have, like, these wooden clappers. It was so scary.
Yeah, usually for, like, the cross-country. So they have, like, these little wooden things, and they just, like, click them together, be like, get set. And then we'd all be like,
yeah. But anyway.
Terrifying. Okay, anyway. So, yeah, I find, well, races for me are quite stressful. I mean, kind of, as you do more, you, I don't know, get better with dealing with it, I think. It's mainly, for me, it's mainly nerves.
Yeah.
But that does add to the stress, because then you're like, oh, like, what if I don't do well? I need to do this well. Or, like, I've done all this training, and what if it, like, adds up to nothing, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I think even for, like, people who have been doing races for years and years and years, there's still that part of, I wouldn't say, because I feel stress and nerves are kind of different things.
Yeah, they're quite different. There's always nerves involved, but I feel like stress does.
Yeah,
it still definitely takes part in that. But for me, just kind of like, you know, before the race and like, I always just question.
Kind of like hyping yourself up. Like I.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Or if I'm with friends and stuff.
Yeah, and then sometimes I like, you know, kind of create standards once again. Like I put pressure on myself to do well, and therefore I create stress on myself because I like, I don't know, first of all, I might compare myself to others because I've got so many good runners in my like runners group. And for my races, then it's always like, oh, they're really good. Oh, they got a time. This was their time for the 3K. Oh, I want to try and beat that. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to beat that. And then so I start hyping myself up. So that's how I use stress as a positive way. Like my pressure is a positive, I don't know. It's beneficial for my thing, for my running. But then also, you know, then I start going, oh, like, oh, I'm too slow. I'm not like as fast, or I'm really unfit. And then also sometimes when my friends are there, like, you know, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I want to try do this well in the race, you know, just because I kind of want to, I don't want to show off, but I want to make, I'm constantly wanting to prove myself. And therefore I'm creating this pressure to do well, and then therefore I get the stress. But then again, also with my races, stress, well, it's mainly nerves, but it's really beneficial as well. Like the actual race day, like it can suck, but it's also good because it adrenaline, you know, makes you run faster, I guess. Like you're more keen, and for me, stresses and like nerves, that's kind of what motivates me. Like it's a horrible form of motivation, but it's good because it's really making me want to prove myself or do well. But
I often feel stress as well. For me, I've done like 3, I think, exams for my music. And I started off
She's bloody incredible.
I started off doing those exams quite young. And I think I was really, really lucky with my teacher that she put stress on me. Pressure, I guess. Yeah. And I'm lucky for me.
That pressure builds stress, yeah.
I'm lucky for me that that kind of pressure and stress helped to hold me accountable and like encourage me to actually want to push myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was very lucky in the sense that she knew how much to put on me before. Like it was the right amount that I felt I needed to do well, but not so much that it just made me go backwards almost. And I feel like I was really, really lucky with that.
Yeah, I feel like it's also, well, sorry to interrupt, but I feel like it's good then for you as well, like, because you know it's in the long run for like when she puts a bit of stress on you, then like at the end, you know, once you've seen your results or like you're happy with how you did, or you know, like afterwards you always kind of go like, oh, that was good, I'm glad she did that. Like although in the moment it's horrible, you know, like it definitely has benefits.
And I wouldn't say enjoy, but I look back now and I was really happy that I started off doing things like that that put stress on me, because over the years now I've been able to learn how I deal with stress and what makes me feel stressed out. And like I was saying earlier, most of the time that's just myself. You know, my teacher puts just a little bit of pressure, then the rest of that is me wanting to do well. Because I want to keep on improving.
To do well. Yeah, I feel like we're always, I don't know, setting goals for ourselves that we really want us to achieve, which is really good. Like, you know, goal setting is really important. But then, you know, they can cause stress, but that's just part of it. Yeah. I remember, when I was little, I always used to, I can't really remember where the stress came from. I think it was mainly to do with tests and stuff, but at night it'd always be quite stressed and I like couldn't get to sleep just because there was so much going on in my head, and I'm like, I need to do this, and it's all eating away at my brain. And so I couldn't get to sleep, and my mum was like, you know, my mum's a legend, all mums are legends. But she pretty much she was saying like, oh, we need to find a way of coping with the stress. So
and that just kind of happens over time, over your life, you begin to learn. Like with everything, you kind of learn about yourself more, and you realize what works and doesn't work for you. Earlier we were listening to this really interesting TED talk about stress, and about often Because I don't know about you, but whenever I think of stress, I mainly think of a negative thing.
Yeah, and I think we're constantly being told like, stress is harmful for your health and stuff. And I completely believe that as well, because, you know, you totally can't think it's good for you if you're constantly, it's not negative, but, you know, that you're constantly pushing yourself so much and, like, stressing about everything. But, yeah, after listening to this awesome TED Talk, I just really think we need to...
I highlighted how stress can be beneficial for us. And we were talking about this, how it can kind of push us to do better, like in your races, giving you that adrenaline, or for me, just encouraging me to actually work harder on my pieces so I can do well.
I think, but what I learned is, you know, like, I think we need to rethink our approach to stress, you know? Like, I think we need to try really find out if there's benefits, and if so, like, how is this beneficial to us? And just, you know, just kind of choose how we, I guess, view our stress response. Like, if we view it as helpful, like, you know, as you were saying, like, how it helps you with your flu and stuff. Like, if you say, like, acknowledge, like, oh, stress is terrible, but, you know, the benefits are that it motivates me, then you kind of make a sense that stress is helpful, and therefore you kind of create resilience.
Because they did this big study about, what was it, about people who either, they firstly asked, do you have a lot of stress in your life? And if you do, do you view stress as a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm.
And they found out really interesting things. The people that had a lot of stress and viewed stress as a bad thing, they were actually most likely to die earlier.
Yeah, so when we're told that stress has harmful health benefits, it's mainly from, like, statistics, and those statistics show that people that are in high stress environments, they're more like, they're 30% or some number that you're more likely to die. But this lady, Kelly McGonigal, I think her name was, she was awesome. But she pretty much found out that it's not necessarily how much stress is put on you, but how you actually deal with stress and how you view stress. So if you view it as helpful, apparently it decreases your...
Yeah, because they found that even people that had a lot of stress in their life, if they viewed it as positive, they were likely to live for longer.
Yeah, they were actually likely to live longer than the ones that maybe didn't even have much stress at all.
Yeah.
It like completely depends on how you view it. So I found that really interesting.
Some of my teachers at school, you know, that kind of made me realize, because I found that a couple of my teachers are really good. And when you get a test back, they say, what's one thing you could have improved on? But what's one thing that you're really happy with?
Yeah.
And that was kind of, I think, helping to show that stress is a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even before test, I remember one of my teachers said, this is going to be hard, but, like, this is, you're going to get through it and you're going to be fine. It's one little test.
It all needs some reassurance.
Exactly.
That's the acknowledgement we were talking about earlier. Like, you know, if we acknowledge ourselves more or other people, then, but I think, well, I know that I primarily learned from that TED Talk that apparently, well, when in social contact and or receiving social support, so, like, let's say we're, like, I kind of had always stutter there. if we reach out to others under stress, or we seek support or help someone else, or, you know, we just catch up with someone and we might be kind of stressful, you know, like a bit, our brain might be somewhere else, you know, with all the stress. But if we actually catch up and really have social contact, we actually release more of the oxytocin hormone.
Oxytocin.
Yeah, a little bit of practice to say that, guys. I'm a bit of a slow learner. But yeah, that hormone is great, but that's all, like, it's kind of, they call it the cuddly hormone, I think. It's, like, associated, like, it's
the
released.
Endorphins that you feel when you hug somebody.
Yeah, or we, like, sing, or you dance, or you laugh, or whatever. But that also is channeled through your bloodstream, or is released when you're stressed, which is good, but it's quite funny because then
that shows that ironic. Although stress is bad, you've got all these positives from the same hormone.
Yeah, and so Kelly's research pretty much showed that if we actually seek support, or we, you know, have social contact or social support, we're releasing more of those oxytocin hormones, and therefore we're actually making our stress response healthier, and we actually get a faster recovery from stress. So if we're really stressed and we go talk to someone about it, or we, you know, like just hang out with a friend. Or I think also, like, you know, talking to your parents or like relatives or people you have a close connection with, that can actually be really beneficial for your stress because it makes it healthier and you know, faster recovery, I guess. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool because our stress response actually has like a built-in mechanism, if you will, for stress resilience.
And like in a little bit, we'll talk about some of the things that we find helps us deal with stress as well.
And we've also got, I'll have to get my phone later, but some awesome responses from our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for sharing some experiences or like what they find stressful or like ways they cope with it.
Yeah, because I always forget as well that everyone deals with stress differently. Yeah. Everyone manages it differently.
We all have stress from different things. And
Yeah,
so looking at some of your responses, we found out that quite a lot of us stress eat too. Well, that's one of our coping mechanisms for stress. And honestly, I'm a victim of stress eating too.
I mean, who doesn't love food?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't say victim because it sounds like it's like a burden, you know. It's stress eating is actually kind of rocks, you know. I love food. So, it's great. Yeah. But I was curious to see a little bit more, find out a bit more about why we actually, as humans, stressy. And I managed to stumble upon a really cool TED-Ed.
It's not just like a random thing, you know. It's
We it's all do something for a reason. debatable, but stress eating is reasonable. Good segue. Okay. So yeah, so after doing some research, I actually found out that stress eating is kind of caused, like, when we're stressed, we get like a lot of the, okay, I'm gonna try to say this again, cortisol.
Yes, yeah. Nice.
Okay. Cortisol hormones are released into our bloodstream, and these hormones pretty much make us want to I don't know how to describe it. They just want us, they just crave food. They're like, we need food now.
So it like goes through our bloodstream to our brain.
So it goes, it like triggers our brain and tells our brain that we need to get some food, some comfort food.
Good food.
Yeah, because our brain, well, my brain, I know that for a fact, associates food with a positive emotion.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like comfort food, you know, it makes you feel good. Yeah. So these hormones, cortisol, are making our brain think like, okay, to get over this stress, I need to eat something really good, something really comforting. This is going to make me feel good and I won't be stressed anymore.
I mean, and generally it really does.
It does help. It does help. So thank you, cortisol hormones. But pretty much, it makes us want to eat food and therefore we stress eat. So that's a little bit of an explanation on why we stress eat, which I find really interesting.
Yeah, I do actually.
Because
it's interesting, the brain and how our body works. Like, the more you dive into it, the more crazy it is.
Yeah, there's so many things we don't know.
Yeah.
So many things.
I feel like we should move on to how we personally cope, because we've written down a whole lot of stuff, and from a couple of friends and family.
Oh, yeah, we can
stuff.
Share some of your responses.
Yeah, as well.
Oh, should we quickly just say, like, what you guys find stressful? Just have a little, you can just quickly have a quick, I don't know, discussion about that. Mm. Let me just find them.
Because I feel, obviously, there's the usual ones from school, but like I said earlier, we all kind of view stress differently cope with it differently.
We've had lots of replies saying school, so I guess that's also like associated with tests and us wanting to do good. Here as well, social media. So,
that's,
you know,
a huge one.
Yeah, life in general. There's so many stress factors and your family. But I think it's important that we don't bottle it all up inside because it overflows, it's nasty. It's not great. So, yeah.
Well, as well, like if we just rattle off a couple of things that we find helpful. Ooh. Whoopsie, sorry. Yeah. Like you said, just bottling it up, talking to people as well, whether that's like a family, a friend, or a teacher. You know, we're really lucky, especially for us, where we live in the schools that we go to.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job of it, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely heaps of people that we can talk to.
Mm.
And most of the teachers, I will say, some of my teachers are very good. They understand that most of us put too much stress and pressure on ourselves. And most of them are actually some of them are actually pretty good at dealing
and
with
they acknowledge
that. Yeah, which is really, really nice. I mean, some teachers don't, but
yeah, they just keep going like, oh, here's some more work, here's some more work. But then again, you know, like they're probably really stressed as well, and they're just trying to get stuff done. Yeah, so should we share with us some of our coping mechanisms?
Yeah.
A
big one for both of us is exercise.
Mm-hmm. For me, my running. Like, running is insanely important to me, and, you know, if I'm in a bad mood or I'm not just feeling great, you know, I like to go for a run. I haven't actually been for a while. I need to do that. But I just go for, like, a good solid run, tie up my shoes, go run, and then, like, within 2 minutes, like, all my thoughts just pushed aside. I've forgotten about everything, and I'm just living in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my run, and then when I come back, I'm in a great mood, but then it's not very beneficial
kinda, like,
when I'm come home.
I find as well that it kind of, most of the time, if I'm able to focus on something else, like, properly focus on something else,
takes your mind away.
So weirdly.
Oh. New mic, we're getting used to it, people.
It takes your mind off it, which I think is really, really good. Another big one was me time. I just wrote it down. Whatever I want to do, whatever feels best for me, I want to do that. Whether that is just
going for a walk
or literally doing nothing, like lying in my bed and watching a movie, I think that's absolutely fine. Like everything, moderation.
Yeah, because
moderation,
like,
is key, you know. If I do that occasionally, I'm fine with it. That's all I
break.
Need. I know, I just need to rethink everything.
Yeah, I always like to. I think a good one for me is just, like, I don't know, walk somewhere nice or just sit by myself. Or I like
just
having a bath or
a change
shower.
Of scenery.
Yeah,
really nice.
A change of scenery. Yeah, we had someone, we'll talk more about what you guys said about how you manage your stress. But someone also said, which I relate to as well, one of my friends, she said she likes to go for sea swims and just get out into the ocean, which I do like as well because, like, the serenity of it all.
Especially
it's just,
if the water's cold as well. Like,
yeah.
I often feel
so
that
refreshing.
Helps.
Yeah. Because you forget about everything else. Your brain's
just
like,
cold.
But, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or, like, some people will put, like, I know you can do, like, essential oils and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, meditation.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
good one.
People can meditate, but I don't know.
Also, another really big one for me, sometimes getting a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Going
I
to
feel
bed,
like that's the best.
I often don't do, I like.
My sleeping patterns are screwed up.
Sleep is one of those things that I forget about all the time. Like, I forget how fundamental it is.
It's so important, and it's just as important as food or water, and I feel like we often, well, my voice sounded really croaky. We often forget that. Well, I do anyway. And yeah, we end up going to bed late and then sleeping in heaps or waking up too early. And then our body just doesn't have that time to reset and process all our emotions.
Another one for me I find really helpful is writing it down. Whether the amount of, like, random pieces of paper I have on my desk of, like, assignments that are due. Things.
I always come to your house and there's, like, little checklists almost, or like, oh, I need to get this done and then I need to do that. It would help if I did it, but I don't really do it. I'd, like, occasionally try, like, here in front of us on my desk. Here. There's, like, a little planner, little daily planner on my school day.
Yeah.
Not a very good example, but, you know, I did it twice and then I just couldn't be bothered. I do, however, for me, writing things down, I haven't also done that in a while. It's probably not great, but I've got, like, a little journal thing.
Yeah.
Cute one that Frankie Magazine.
Yeah, making a list or just writing down what's stressing you out.
Yeah.
And being able to, like, tick it off or cross it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had someone say that. I'll find it while you move on to the next one. I think.
Yeah, make time for your hobbies. Whether that is music or art or cooking, reading, knitting, something that you enjoy, I think, is so important. Like I said earlier, to have some me time, don't worry about everybody else. Do what you want to do and enjoy that.
Yeah, one of our listeners, going back to, like, the writing things down thing, they said, if I ever have lots of stuff circulating in my brain, like adding to the everyday stress, like school, etc., then I just write a list of things that worry me, and then when they're all out of my head, they can, like, calm down, which I think is good, because
you
know,
like,
it's
properly
not
properly think through.
Yeah,
if I can visualize, if I can see what's stressing me out, I can begin a step-by-step kind of thing to help me work
and
it
then
out.
You can, like, recognize what you're stressing about.
If I, if
and
I'm
then maybe you'd be like, hey, I really shouldn't be stressing about this. And so then she said that, like, later when she feels better, a little less stressed, like, she'd, like, then cross off, like, things and tell myself, like, well, cross things off the list and say, like, she shouldn't stress about them. And, like, you know, it's so great to, like, I guess, come back and, like, give yourself some reassurance. So, yeah, thank you for that response. It was really cool.
Yeah, I feel like I often kind of make it more dramatic. You know, it seems really dramatic.
I read back to my things and be like, oh my gosh, I've got the biggest, well, it's just like from a few years back, and it's like, I've got a math test tomorrow, the ESTL math test, which, you know, it's at the age, it doesn't really matter, and it's still not a fun test, but, you know, it doesn't really matter because in the long run, the teachers for your maths or whatever use other marks from other tests anyway, so if you screw that one up, you're still fine. But anyway, this little thing that I wrote down, I'm like, I'm so stressed out about it. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna fail. And then I like make this massive deal. I turn this little fly into an elephant, talk about way too much, like start stressing about way too much, just takes up all this unnecessary brain power. And then I read back to it and I go,
dramatic.
Wow, that, why was I stressing about that?
Like, I look back now, I'm like, I did absolutely fine. It didn't matter if I did bad because I had, like, another one next term.
Yeah, or like if you say, you know, like if you're working really hard on like a essay or I don't know, like a project at school, and you know you're working really hard and you're like, I want to get excellence, but you look back and you have merit and you were doing all the stress because you wanted to get a really high mark, and even if you get a lower mark, then it could be like, it's actually you, like, next time I should just stop and allow myself to have a break instead of constantly pushing myself to achieve really highly. Like, well, it's great to achieve highly, of course, but, you know, if it's all adding up too much, like, it's always good to accept that, you know, sometimes you don't need to go full out and spend all that time. You know, I'm talking from my personal experience.
You've got to listen to your own body. You've got you've got to understand what your body's trying to tell you.
Communicate, and if it's stressing, then
maybe it's time for you to take a break and
find coping mechanisms. I can't talk this episode. Mechanisms to deal with that stress. And my headphone just popped out of my ear.
A huge other one for me is like either listening to music or playing music.
Yeah.
Like, that is definitely something that I have found.
And it can just lift up the mood so, so much.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me feel so much happier, or just takes your mind away. And honestly, I just think having just having a good cry is great, because
sometimes it's what you
need. It's just what you need, and if it's better than bottling it all up. Yeah, I think it's great to just, you know, get everything out of there and just cry. And it's also great to then acknowledge those emotions and be like, I'm like, I don't know,
I am.
Be like, I am sad, and that's okay. I'd be like, no, just be like, oh, I'm stressing out. That's okay. And you can just have a wee cry, because
And maybe after that, then you can go and talk to your
family.
For
me, often that works. Yeah. Like, I mean, during the time it's not great, but like afterwards, I feel like it's quite therapeutic. Like, in the long run, you know, you feel so much more like, oh, like it's this heavy burden of stress has just been left off your shoulders, and you can just kind of be like,
I'll turn into like my own therapist, you know? They'll just like start talking about my problems.
I always talk to myself, and then I always, I just be like, oh, you know, I've got this really important math test coming up. Oh, but I really shouldn't be worrying about it.
But I am.
But I am. Well, how can I stop worrying? Should I go for a run? Like, that's kind of what goes off in my brain. But I think talking to yourself helps. But it, as we said earlier, like from that awesome TED talk, you know, like when you're receiving social contact or you're, you're in social contact or support or whatever, you're actually improving your stress health and how well you cope with it. So if that's talking to people, like for me, always talking to my friends or like my parents about it, or like to someone that you're close to that can really help. And it's what we learn is beneficial.
I always forget as well how big of a difference a positive mindset can make. Like with stress or with most things in life, if you just have a positive mindset and actually believe in yourself, that can make such a huge...
so much further.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we could go on and on about... There's been so many scientific, like, research about it and just how beneficial it is, because... Also, back to the TED Talk, you know. great TED Talk. But just kind of like your mindset. So if you're thinking like, oh, I should hate stress. Oh, the stress sucks. Mm. You know, then you're not helping yourself. And you're more likely to die. I'm kidding.
Some other people as well said having goals that you're actively trying to reach, that definitely helps me.
That's quite... relevant for my races and stuff, and I don't know, like tests as well, because like, oh, I want to get this time, but then again, you know, that can always that puts pressure on myself. But for me, pressure is how I stay motivated and get the job done.
Also, taking a trip somewhere, you know, whether that's like a big trip or even, I don't know, just renting out a cabin in the woods or something, or a batch in the
going to the beach,
sounds or something like that can make such a big difference. Like we said earlier, change
the world
of
is so beautiful. Yeah. Like there's all these cool things
that we
can
get
explore.
Wrapped up in.
Yeah, we're all stuck in our own little bubble on what's
our
happening there.
And our phones.
And we look, there's what's a YouTube channel?
Johnny Harris.
Go check it out. I've been trying to memorize. My memorizing names are so bad, as you can tell by my.
Yeah, Johnny Harris. He's got really interesting.
But we looked at one of his videos and, you know, like. I think we're always in like the city or wherever
especially
you live.
Especially now, you know, we live in a world where computers and stuff, and computers as well as such a huge part, technology in general has become such a huge part of our life.
We just always on it, or we're just not.
Yeah, like even in bed, you know, that's meant to be a time when we're relaxing. I'm still on my phone and my computer.
Yeah, like I should be sleeping and getting that sleep I need. But instead, I'm like watching some
random
old
crap.
Grandpa do a dance, like, you know, I'm just silently cackling in my room. But I feel like, if we step out of that every now and then, if we actually like have a little change of scenery and move away from that one part where all that stress is, like, move, like, quickly take a little step out of our bubble of stress, then, you know, I think that's quite helpful.
And like I think the two biggest ones for me was, number one, I've started to learn that I've realized from this TED Talk and just generally talking about stress that I need to view it in a positive mindset. And also understand that everyone deals with it differently.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I need to respect that too, because
sometimes I'll be like in a really bad mood and someone will come and be like, oh my god, I'm so stressed out about this, and I'll be like, actually
I'm a little bit more stressed than you at the moment. I have a lot of schoolwork to do, and I'm quite
quick to judge
and
people.
Yeah, I feel like stress also, like, you know, it's ties in with lots of emotions, whatever, like, you know, whether that's having a good cry or makes you angry or happy, I don't know. But you know, then you can always, that can also be, I know, you could, instead of bottling that up, you sometimes like leash it out on people, which isn't great. Like sometimes it might be good for you to get rid of that, you know, but if you're, for an example, with a friendship, I know, like your arguments, like you've been stressed about something and then you argue about something, like it's not the best way of dealing with stress, because you're, you know, putting stress on someone else. But you know, just finding like that everybody deals with stress differently, and we all need to respect that. And some ways, like arguing, might not seem great, but you know, it's not very effective. But
I've learned as well that I need to turn stress into something positive. You know, instead of always viewing it as a negative thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, even while I've been talking, I've realized stress has a lot of positive things for me personally. Like,
I've learned a lot.
Exactly. And I kind of haven't realized that, you know. That.
Yeah, from this little conversation and all this research we've done and everything,
As well, I found
I really stop and think and realize, like, okay, yeah, sure, stress sucks. But, hey, it's part of life. It's natural, it's fine. We always find a way to get over it, and we've got those coping mechanisms. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's what keeps me motivated. That's what makes me achieve highly, or like that's my way of pushing myself and setting goals for myself. So in the long run, well, for me personally, without stress, I wouldn't be where I am.
I found this really interesting quote as well, and it says, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. And that was by Robert Frost. And like,
oh, I love that.
I feel, especially for stress, like we were saying earlier, I turn it into such this huge, huge thing where if I was just able to just pick it apart slowly, then I'd realize that it's not really a big idea. It's not a big deal.
Turning like a little fly into an elephant, like a little situation, and then blowing it up heaps. And I'm so guilty of this. And then my parents and family always, and friends, they always tell me about it. They're like, oh, you shouldn't actually be worrying about it this much. Yeah. But, you know, it's pretty, it just seems so overwhelming. And then I just turn it into a bigger thing and start stressing more about it. And it spirals downwards. So I think, we all need to remember sometimes that take a deep breath, have a bit of a little recovery.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can do this.
We are strong, we are powerful. We are beautiful. Capable. And it's a good day. It's a good day to be alive, kind
of. Exactly. 2020. But I think, you know, life does go on. You just got to actually think about that.
Learning how to cope with things like stress is a natural part. And everyone's learning how to do it constantly, you know.
Exactly.
You're never going to be a pro.
I think, hopefully, you guys learned this as well. But I know I did. But, you know, it depends all entirely on our mindset. So if we've got a positive mindset, even though it can be quite hard to be positive in like really stressful times, then, you know, but it is beneficial.
Yeah.
So before we wrap this up, because we don't want to keep it too long, we're just looking at the thing. We're doing this in segments and we're already nearing 20 minutes. So we'll keep it really quick. We'll just pick up some of our favorite ones.
Well, I guess we've basically said everything.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, as you're finding that, we want to say we hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you want us to do something like this in the future, feel free to give us a text on Instagram, a quick DM or whatever on the, what is it, the dot chatterbox?
Oh, no.
The chatterbox.
Chatter.box.podcast.
There you go. I was very wrong.
Yeah. No.
Chatter.box.podcast. We love talking to you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are such lovely people, and we feel really, really lucky.
So lots of responses again. Music, exercise, and talking to people. Yeah, and just not letting, calling someone and, crying and not letting things
build up. It's funny as well, when we're looking through this, that everyone goes through it, and I feel sometimes like so I'm the only one. And it's simply about having good communication. That can help as well. So
yeah, we've got a good one here. Like also, someone uses like a de-stress. Well, to de-stress themselves, kind of imagining their goals and imagining how, like, they'll feel when they reach them, and they're like, oh, you know, I want to feel that, and then I go and achieve my goal. So if you're like, you know, setting goals is really good. So if you be like, okay, if I set this goal for myself, I'll be like super chuffed, and then you'll just want to do that.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening to this episode on stress. We hope you guys have learned
something. Yeah, we had a lot to say. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Learned a lot, so
I'm excited to see what the future brings and our episodes more like this. I think this is probably my favourite episode so far because we got Nettie, we got Grinny.
Into a proper topic.
Yeah, and something we actually find interesting talking about and hopefully you guys too.
So,
and we have great audio. Woo!
So exciting. We hope you guys have liked it as much as we have.
I'm really excited.
Anyway, so thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for all the support. And please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and you talk about stress with someone in your life.
Yeah, have a conversation about it. Topic, and again, I feel like I don't talk enough with my friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a very long episode.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for listening.
We love you guys.
Yes.
Mwah. Bye. Have a great day.